country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed. Country folks can survive. And there you go, folks. Hank Williams Jr. singing that. Boy, what a patriot he is. And so many great patriots like that. Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, others. And really great to have their music as sort of the anthem of our cause. Anyway, here we are at the, what's the name of the show? The 12th Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. when we're hosted on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're hosted in other places, other wherever you're hearing this. Thank you very much for tuning in, and very much appreciate your support. We have another Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time in the original broadcast. So all of this is live, and my name's James Kelso. So, and we've been doing this for a long time. My goodness, I think this Trump Phenomenon show is in its fourth year. And I lose track. I've been on this, doing this radio for 10 years, and I've been doing internet and alternative radio, broadcast radio, since 2003. So time flies when you're having fun. But the fun didn't really start till Donald Trump came down the escalator. Everything before that was actually pretty painful by comparison. So the here we are, and thank you very much for joining us. You can call in to lend your thoughts at 800-313-9443. And what have we got to talk about tonight? Well, I think the large story, of course, Donald Trump is the story, isn't he? Who is talked about? Who else in the world is talked about? It's Donald Trump. Those of us that love him, he's very much on our minds. And then those who hate him, well, they can't think about anything else except Donald Trump. So in that regard, we're all the same in our Trump phenomenon world. The story now is, of course, the impeachment, the bogus impeachment, which is not an impeachment. It's better called, as some like Mark Levin and others, if I make the wrong attribution here to who is calling for this improved language, I think it's Mark Levin is one of them, who's saying, call it a coup. Call it what it is. It's not an impeachment. None of the precedents or the procedures or the seriousness of any previous actual impeachment history is being followed by this rogue, crazy woman, Nancy Pelosi, and her, I like the term the president uses for these people, savages. That's very good. Nancy Pelosi, she is a savage. Adam Schiff, savage. And the rest of them, Chuck Schumer, Nadler. It's not even worth remembering how to pronounce his name. Gerald Nadler. They are savages. They are uncivilized people. They are determined to bring down our civilization, our way of life. They want to destroy us. I think the time that we're in and witnessing these people, I think this must feel something like what it felt like in Paris at the outbreak of the communist revolution in Paris. And when they started firing up the guillotine, and Robespierre and the rest of them, savages, were on the loose throughout France, rounding up people, kangaroo courts all over France, people being beheaded all over France for many people. For instance, some say maybe the greatest scientific mind in all of Europe at the time, Antoine Lavoisier, who gave us the table of elements. Was it Lavoisier who discovered oxygen? I think he was, who identified the element oxygen. Lavoisier, a brilliant chemist, he was beheaded. He was taken to the guillotine, his head rolled off into a basket because the local communists didn't like him. One of the greatest minds in Europe chopped off by the French Revolution. And that's what these are savages. And Lavoisier, of course, did nothing wrong to anybody. This is what happens in revolutions like this Bolshevik, Jacobin revolutions. They go after anybody they hate. And what do they hate? They hate people of virtue. They hate intelligent people like Lavoisier. They hate brilliant people like Donald Trump. They hate courageous people. These are the dregs of humanity. This is the dirt, the scum. Adam Schiff, he's a good poster boy for scum. And they resent people of quality like you. And you know, is it too much to think? No. Is it? Could we have a Jacobin regime in America? Could we have a French Revolution? Could we have a Bolshevik revolution here in America, where Trotsky and his fellow savages round you up and imprison you, torture you? Could this happen here? Yes, it certainly could. And so, let's see what's going on. Donald Trump is aware of all of those things. He's the one who labeled these people correctly as savages. I think he called them savages last week. Donald Trump's going to be in Minneapolis on Thursday, and then he's going to be in Lake Charles, Louisiana on Friday. He's going to be in Dallas the week following. So these will be three humongous rallies, very important ones. The Minneapolis rally, the president tweets to us 6 hours ago, the radical left Democratic mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, F-R-E-Y, is doing everything possible to stifle free speech despite a record sellout crowd at the Target Center. Presidents Clinton and Obama paid almost nothing for security. The Minneapolis police have been incredible. In fact, the Cops for Trump t-shirt website crashed because of incredible volume, but is now back up and running. Proceeds go to the police union charities. See you on Thursday night in Minneapolis. And what the mayor is doing, he's trying to charge, I was just reading an article on this, he's trying to extort $500,000 from the president for so-called security at the Target Center. And of course, this is utter suppression of free speech. And the president and his attorneys are all over that. We'll find out in the next few hours what happens. But that is now a favored method of the left of stopping free speech, talking about Jacobins and Bolsheviks and communism. That is fundamental to everything they're doing. They make all kinds of they create organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union. They are supposedly advocates for free speech and so on. No, they're not. No, they are not. They are first and foremost against the First Amendment. That is one of the first things they do everywhere they go. That's what political correctness is. It is a form of stifling your ability to speak and going further and deeper to even think. Politically incorrect, that is disallowed thoughts. That is the the entire mentality of that is the mentality that permeates the left. They are not advocates for free speech. Friday night in Louisiana, talking now about the Friday event, will be great. This is the president speaking to us today. Big crowd expected. And he's going there to support a special election in Louisiana for governor. That's Friday, October 11th at 7 p.m. Central Daylight in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He tweets to us today, our president, hasn't Adam Schiff been fully discredited by now? Do we have to continue listening to his lies? And then here's another one. You probably noticed this story. You actually see this bubbling up. Talk of Hillary Clinton entering the Democrat race. When you think it's, when you think it's already gotten into the twilight zone, no, it gets even weirder. So yes, I think it's real. I think Hillary is right now, tonight, wherever she is thinking about, is mulling a run for the presidency. And it would be basically at this point, it would be Hillary versus Elizabeth Warren. I think Biden is down and out for the count. Bernie Sanders, he's, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. His heart attack, he had everything else about him. He's out, down for the count. So it's Elizabeth Warren is now, I think, the presumptive candidate of the demon rats. And Hillary may, I think I can see Hillary going, what? Elizabeth Warren is going to get to run? No, that should be me. I can take out Elizabeth Warren, Hillary would say to herself. So that may happen. My gosh. But here's what the president has to say about that. He says, I think that crooked Hillary Clinton should enter the race to try and steal it away from uber-left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition. The crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails after getting a congressional subpoena. Here's the president tweets a map of Minnesota, which the president lost in 2016, but he came very close to winning. And I'm sure he thinks he can win it this time. And in this map of Louisiana, well, he does that too, but in this map of Minnesota, you see that the whole state is red. The whole state is for Trump, except for Ilhan Omar's Minneapolis. And that's about it. And then there's a few liberals out there in the Lake Superior corner of Minnesota. But other than that, Minnesota is just like North Dakota, where I live, which is a 2-1 Donald Trump state. Here is a here's a little clip from the president in signing his trade deals. And here's another clip. I want to play this for you. Corey Lewandowski has been wonderful. A lot of names, figures from the Trump campaign and so on. We're separating the men from the boys and the women from the girls, and we're finding out who has really got what it takes. Corey Lewandowski is passing the test. He was campaign manager for the Trump campaign and for a while. But this, he is tremendous. Listen to him. He's on the Lou Dobbs show. Listen to Corey Lewandowski. Let me wind it back here to the beginning. I'll just hit reload on this here and play it for you. Why am I playing it? Because the President of the United States, he likes this appearance by Corey Lewandowski, and he wants you to hear it. So he put it up in his Twitter account. Here he goes.
Doesn't sound like the way an answer begins, Corey.
Advisors. But look, when the president has asked his friends and advisors, how do we get our troops home? How do we end the senseless entailment in Afghanistan? How do we bring those men and women home? They've all said, sir, you can't do it. There's no way to do it. And he said, that's not an acceptable answer. And that's why I think, by and large, he had to get rid of his first Secretary of Defense, because he wouldn't fall through on what the president's initiatives were of bringing those troops home.
If you're talking about Mattis, thought he was the president, for crying out loud.
Of course he did. And by the way, so many others in that military-industrial complex think that they're the president and that they can wait this
president out. And more than a few in the civilian White House believe they're president.
Yes. Hey, Lou, I'm with you, and you know that. And the difference is this. One man got elected to be president of the United States with 63 million people supporting him. He made a pledge to bring our troops home. He has to do that. It's the right thing to do. Those people should be on U.S. soil unless there is an absolute critical reason why every single one has to be forward deployed.
Beautiful. And, of course, Lou Dobbs, beautiful. Corey Lewandowski, beautiful. And, you know, it's taken a couple of years to sort this out, as I say, to separate the men from the boys. Lou Dobbs, he's a man. Corey Lewandowski, he's a man. And then we have to filter out these people that they're talking about, this Mattis fellow who, you know, thought he was, well, all these people, they think they're the president because they have behind them the backing of the deep state. And that makes them feel absolutely immune, invulnerable, all powerful. They're used to that. And they are not willing to accept that this man is the president. He's giving them orders, and he's countermanding all of their deep state marching orders. You know, it occurred to me today, I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it be nice if somebody out there, one of you geniuses out there, could invent a piece of software so that firmware, software, hardware, so that when you're watching anything on a computer or a TV set, a label will pop up identifying what you're seeing or what you're hearing as being either deep state or patriot. So when one of these deep staters comes on the screen, your screen would like maybe turn red, or an alarm would show a pop-up would appear saying deep state, deep stater, identifying the deep staters. This is one of their tools of the trade. One of their tricks is the deception of not engaging in truth in advertising. They don't tell you what they are. They lie to you. And we're seeing that now. This is happening at Fox, where the deep staters at Fox are being smoked out. They're either being outed or they're outing themselves, because the issue is being forced. They have to take a side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, hey, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Trump Phenomenon here. You can call in at 800-313-9443. I'll keep an eye here on my caller board. I see Dr. Kelly there. Thanks for calling in, Dr. Kelly, and we'll get to yours and other calls as they come in. Let's contemplate a few other things that we might talk about tonight. Of course, the demon rat debate. I like to call it the demon rat dumpster fire debate is coming up. Is it October 12th for the dumpster fire debate? And this, of course, will be a can't-miss event. Can you imagine how, I don't know what's the right word, awkward, weird, this debate is going to be with Bernie Sanders clutching his chest, about to have a stroke or a heart attack. Pocahontas, now the favorite, the front runner, a new role for her, And then creepy Joe Biden. Oh, my gosh, the problems he has. And it'll be interesting to see. Will any of the demon rat candidates even mention Hunter Biden? Will the name even cross their lips? I'm guessing, let me see, what's my guess? I would guess no. I would guess we'll go through the entire demon rat debate. Nobody will whisper the name Hunter Biden. I hope I'm wrong, but I would say that's what I would expect from them. And of course, no discussion of any of the other aspects of what Hunter Biden is connected to, the $1.5 billion from the government of Red China in a quid pro quo exchange from the government to the Biden family, and obviously money that goes to Hunter Biden. That's money to the Biden family. That's Joe Biden recruiting money for himself, selling his influence, tit for tat. And the brave, the courageous, the real feminist, the woman who can shake her fist and, you know, tough as nails, Elizabeth Warren, will she have the balls to mention Hunter Biden? I don't think so. I don't think she will. I think she'll be a pipsqueak. I think she'll be a pushover and will flake out completely. And all the rest of them. Now, one of the minor candidates might take a chance and be the one to mention something politically incorrect like Hunter Biden in order to get a big headline, get lots of attention, and maybe in a desperation, this would be a desperation move to utter any truth like this, to get, you know, to survive the cutoff on these debates, because it's really coming down to just three people: Warren, Biden, and Bernie. So that field of 20 people whittled down pretty darn quickly. Well, let's see. See what's happening over here on Breitbart. The Chinese company, which is actually the government of Red China, is weighing how it can explain Hunter Biden. Bohai Harvest, that's the name of it, a private equity firm bankrolled by the Chinese government. Well, it's not a private company, is it? It is the Chinese government, is weighing how and if it should explain its relationship with Hunter Biden, the youngest son of former Vice President Joe Biden. The company, which is one of China's largest mutual fund management firms, told the South China Morning Post it was working to produce an explanation about the younger Biden's role. The announcement comes as Bohai Harvest has found itself under scrutiny after President Donald Trump called for the Chinese government to investigate its ties to the Biden family. Now, by the way, just an update there, the Chinese government, as of today, has very quickly said, no, we will not investigate Joe Biden. Oh, rather revealing. Let us go down here. As Peter Schweitzer, that's a name you want to remember, he is one of the great ones, one of these patriot researchers and writers without whom there are so many things we would never have learned. We'll talk about him right after this break. Stay tuned.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi,
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, I'll give you just a little bit of local flavor here on this. We're talking about Hunter Biden here, the missing man, the invisible man. And I just realized, I thought to myself, I was speculating the other night on the show here, we have a local company called Cirrus Aviation, C-I-R-R-U-S, and they make a very interesting general aviation single-engine airplane that has the unique feature that if the single engine cuts out, it's equipped with a unique parachute device that allows the plane to simply parachute to the ground and have a soft and safe landing, even without an engine. That's pretty darn interesting. And there are a lot of people who are interested in that idea, don't like flying with only one engine, to which anything can happen. So, but this company, I remember years ago reading or hearing that this local company that employs a lot of people in Grand Forks, North Dakota, was sold to some Chinese. So that's all I knew, to whom I didn't know. Well, now, you know, of course, and our media don't cover things like this. The left-wing media and all the newspapers here in North Dakota are left-wing. All the people of North Dakota are right-wing. 2-1 Trump state. But the media, the lying media, the fake news, the corrupt media here is doesn't represent us, the North Dakotans, at all. How does that happen? It happens all over the place. Why is the media so controlled by the left? I mean, are they deliberately making it a fundamental purpose of their lives as left-wingers to control communication? I think so. I think it's built into who they are. They want to control how you think. That's the difference between a liberal and a conservative. A conservative is a person who lets the other guy have his sovereignty, who expects to have his own sovereignty and respects yours. Liberal is the opposite kind of person. The liberal is the kind of person who wants to mess with you. He wants to control you. He wants to direct you. He's a controller. And he's a Stalin. He's a Hitler. He's going to deal with you by force. Anyway, I just looked it up during the break here. It was Hunter Biden's group that bought the local aircraft company right here in North Dakota, not too far away from where I'm sitting right now. They bought that company for, what was the amount of money? And the amount paid actually is fairly immaterial, $210 million. Sold to the China Aviation Industry General Aircraft, a subsidiary of, and see they have all these cutouts, Aviation Industry Corporation, which is wholly owned by the government of the People's Republic of China. Well, wait a minute. It has nothing to do with the people, and it's not a republic. So, and no, the dictatorship, the communist Bolshevik dictatorship of China. So Hunter Biden, I didn't realize he's got a local connection here. He's a part owner, and he's a director of the North Dakota and Minnesota. There's another plant in Duluth. And the Chinese. And what's the point of this? Why did I say Hunter Biden deserves to be tried for treason? And he's guilty of treason. Because these purchases are what are called dual purpose companies. That is, all of this general aviation technology is extremely valuable strategically, taking over industry, taking over key manufacturing skills and facilities. Is in itself very strategic. But in addition, militarily, companies like this one, this company has military technological value. So Hunter Biden is engineering the sale, the giving away, the transfer of America's crown jewels, our intellectual property, our inventions, our skills. He's transferring them over to China, and he's providing, as Joe Biden's little boy, his poodle, he's providing the cover, the face, so that these deals can be pushed through the Obama approval process for trade deals and foreign purchases of American companies. That had to be approved by the highest level of Obama. People like the director of the FBI and the Secretary of State have to approve these sales through what's called the CFIUS process. Don't ask me to remember what the acronym CFIUS stands for. I'll let you guys out there in the audience do that, which you can do at 800-313-9443 if you want to call in. So there you go. It's interesting how just looking a little more at the how this is working in North Dakota and Minnesota. All right, let's go back to the president's Twitter account. But boy, they nailed that right. And of course, the president is more onto it than I am about my own local community here. I've got to find out what's going on right here in North Dakota through the astute investigation of the president himself. And let's see what's at the top of Breitbart. Oh, here's a great one. Here's a story for you. This, the fake whistleblower. Why don't we have his name? Why don't we know who he is? What is this? What kind of weird world do we live in where we've elected a president, he's the greatest in our history, and some unknown person, everything is now in abeyance, life has come to a ground to a halt because an unknown person of unknown position, about whom we know nothing, and we don't even have a document from this person. We are told by who? By the media that this person has filed some sort of a complaint against the president. And not legally or properly in any actual legal setting, but just informally with little pencil neck Adam Schiff. And his gal, Nancy Pelosi. I'll call her that. I'm going to do a show here where I'm going to kind of ease up on the vulgarity for tonight's show. I don't know why. I just thought of that to myself. See if I can do one without much vulgarity. So I'll call her his gal. And are you kidding? That's what you have to say with all of these things. As the president said in his press conference to the media hack that was yelling a question at him, he said, "Are you talking to me? Are you kidding?" All of this stuff. Well, gee, I'm struggling for a word. I'm trying not to engage in any off-color language. But I'm trying to look for a word with which I can describe what's happening to us and has been happening to our lives. And folks, you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going with this. You got to come up with a word, something to be knowable, to be scientifically contemplated, must have a name. It must be identified. So what can we call this thing that we're being force-fed all of our lives? Disinformation. Boy, that's a pretty sanitary word. Innocuous disinformation, lies. Something stronger. We need a stronger word, stronger than disinformation, stronger than lies, stronger than propaganda, stronger than deception, stronger than brainwashing. How much impact do any of those words have? You got to find a word that has emotional grab. And so you come up with a word. I know you're thinking of a word right now. And you're going, is Kelso going to say bullshit? I don't know. I might say bullshit. I don't know. But you've got to have a word that hits you in the solar plexus. The word must represent the thing. There must be a good one-to-one correlation between the thing that the word describes and its actual reality. Otherwise, you're in la-la land. You're in 1984. You're in the Ministry of Truth then. That's what so much of what the left does is designed to disorient you, disorient normal people. So telling you, for instance, that there are more than two genders, that's designed to just disorient you. All of the weird behaviors, everything weird that they try to again, force feed down your foie gras throat is designed to disorient you, to demoralize you, to silence you. You're not allowed to protest as these things are done to you. And so you've got to search for a more powerful word. And I'm open to other suggestions. And while I'm thinking about whether I will use the word bullshit on this radio show, I'm open to other suggestions. If you can think of a better word that conveys to the audience what it is that you've been fed for the entirety of your life, and I don't care how old any of you are, not many of you can be much older than I am, so there might be a few of you that go back to Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman. I go back to Harry Truman, and I can remember Dwight D. Eisenhower, and I have been getting a pure, uninterrupted diet of bullshit for my entire youth and adult life. And the joy, the absolute joy of living in the Trump era is that I know every day I'm going to be, there's this refreshing, brilliant giant of a man, like the Big Bad John song, a giant of a man, like a giant oak tree, is there every day to refreshingly, you know, and I'm like all of you, the miners down below, you know, we thought we'd breathed our last, except John. We all thought we'd breathed our last. And then a miner cried, "There's a light up above!" And that's the way it feels every morning to wake up in Donald Trump's world. Is there's a light up above, boys and girls. This guy is putting his shoulder to that sagging oak beam, and we've got a chance. We've got a chance to scramble out of this man-made hell. And let's hope that Donald Trump will come out with us right behind us, so that the song isn't entirely literal in terms of its how it turns out. The boy, I'll tell you what, you know, he's talking about separating the men from the boys and the ladies from the girls. Look at this. Former Bushies are backing impeachment of Donald Trump. Appearing on MSNBC, former chief of staff to President George W. Bush, Andrew Card expressed support for the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry into President Trump over his telephone call with the leader of Ukraine. Now, isn't Andrew Card, isn't he the guy that whispered into George Bush's ear when he was reading the children's story in that Florida elementary school while the World Trade Center buildings were being brought down with a controlled demolition? Was that Andrew Card? I forget. Could have been someone else. But that rings a bell. Why am I not surprised? In any event, Andrew Card, George, you know, with friends like George W. Bush and his crowd, who needs enemies? Let's see what he says here. There's so Andrew Card joining, and you know, so, and this is one of the beauties, by the way, what Donald Trump is seeking is that he is demanding that Nancy Pelosi put this up for a vote so that we can find out. We need to have a list. You know, we're making a list, we're checking it twice, we're going to be sure who's naughty or nice. We want a list of who the nice people are in our world, and we want a list of the badasses, the losers, the liars, the traitors. We want a list with Andrew Card on it, and George W. Bush, and the rest of them. And then we need to choose up sides. That's one of the great things that Patriot Radio is doing, is that we're identifying, we're clarifying who's who. What is that? The song sing, the Merle Haggard song. Who has been blessed and who has been cursed? That's how Merle Haggard sings it. Santa Claus, we're making a list and we're checking it twice. That's a great lyric. I wish I had that queued up to play. Let's see here. Let's go to a couple callers. Let's start with Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, good afternoon, James. This is your word guy calling up with a better descriptor for what they're doing, and I call on a professional on the subject, Kenneth Goff. It's called Psycho-Political Warfare, and he has another guy by the name of Lavrenty Beria, former head of the KGB, that called it brainwashing. That's exactly what's going on.
Yes, it is. And, you know, and I agree with you. Those are two powerful words. But we, you know, What I love about the president is that he uses the language we use, so that you and I, if you and I were sitting down, Chris, there in a, you know, having one of those, I love those casinos where you can get a steak for like $2 or something. They have these amazing deals in Las Vegas. If you and I were sitting down for one of those early breakfast deals over a steak, you know, you and I would use colorful language. We wouldn't actually use a term, you know, like we wouldn't use technical terms that are somewhat colorless.
Then press pound.
Hey, put in your password, then press pound. Okay. That's a message I just got.
Please enter your password, then press.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to do that. We are entering our last segment. We're going to talk to Dr. Kelly. Chris, thank you as always, buddy. And we'll talk to Dr. Kelly right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black.
I ain't black. I ain't yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, that's all we are. And that's all nationalists are around the world, whether you're a white boy like me or some of you, or if you're a patriot of another hue. You know, you can be a black, brown, yellow, or red nationalist. You can be a nationalist for any people, and it's a great idea. It's the way to go. It's what is natural, actually. It's how we all appeared as different subspecies of the species Homo sapiens. We're all part of a different group, our own group, and that's our home. Anyway, and we're all just white boys looking for a place to do our thing, except, of course, for the commie rats who they don't believe in the natural things. They don't believe in men and women, two genders. They believe in weirdness. They believe in an upside-down, perverted, screwed-up universe, which is what they're really just a projection of the interior of their own brains, which are screwed up, and they project that out on the rest of us, and then want to they project it, and then they wish to impose it upon you, and you have to fight back. You have to, and that's what is unique about Donald Trump and the whole Trump phenomenon. For the first time, people like Donald Trump, and I might now mention as we close the show, Rudy Giuliani, they're going on the offense. The left has never experienced this before, and they don't know what to do with it. So the Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, who was a never-Trumper, he was an anti-Trumper to begin with. He's now showing support for Donald Trump, but very important, he has announced as the chairman in the Senate of his committee that he is opening, here it is, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, revealed Monday he will invite President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to testify on disturbing allegations and potential corruption surrounding the Biden family and the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden. So, finally, remember we said our challenge was, come on, you guys in the Senate there, grow up here. Come on, be men. Stand up. Fight back. And get up off your knees, you pieces of garbage. Well, so Lindsey Graham is getting up off his knees enough to hold a hearing and put a real man, Rudy Giuliani, in there. So look forward to that. We'll meet up on the... What's going to happen in the next 24 hours in the Trump phenomenon? Find out when we meet up again in 24 hours. See you then in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Don't stop.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.